Oh boy, segment two. My name is Brian, Clarity Radio. It's still emotional here in the studio. I want to make a joke, but I can't make a joke. This is too darn serious. Hey, Ashley, are you better?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's rough. So we've got you covered, okay? You know, I wish I could somehow stop these individuals from doing this to so many people, but I have to put it in God's hands. And one of the things that always remember is you never forgive these people, okay? And you simply let go of your anger and your revenge, okay? And when you do that, at the same time denounce an eye for eye, sins of the forefathers, then once born a sinner, always a sinner, because we're going to add all three of them now. You're going to put that situation in God's hands. And so whatever karma that you're taking on for these individuals, it's going to go back to them, okay? And you have to be very, very strong and not speak against whoever they are, okay? And just continue to look forward, because we got rid of your other situation with depression, suicide, okay? And this is not your fault. And what we're trying to do, and why you're on the show on a regular basis, is to show people that this is for real. This thing is for real. This energy that we can't see and touch.
Yeah.
Okay? We can't see and touch them. And that's how they get away. And some of these people have the ability through thought to create a bad situation for you, for me, for Janet, for so many. So we're good. So you're good now, Ashley?
Yeah.
Okay. Janet?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about your digestive system. Hang on for 1 second. Is the Kleenex? We got the Kleenex right here.
Yes.
Okay, we got the Kleenex. Okay, so tell me about your digestive.
My digestive system's terrible right now.
Yeah, you kind of said that in the last broadcast.
Yeah.
You know? So tell me on a daily basis, what do you go through with respect to your digestive?
Doesn't matter what I eat, pretty much I don't digest it too well.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of taking digestives all the time, drinking lots of water,
yeah,
hoping for the best.
Okay. So, remember, both of you are here because you've got something in common. The folks, they were just nodding their head, and they were expecting you to know that they were saying yes. Okay, that's right? True?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just wondering what you're gonna say.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you want to know what I'm gonna say? Should I the Kleenex closer to you? Hey. Okay. Let's find out what am I gonna say. So let me discern something first. Then I'm gonna ask you the question.
Okay.
Hang on. Sorry, I'm just having fun. Here we go. Okay. So. Did you, in the last 10 days, at least twice, have thoughts of killing your husband?
I've got that blocked, if I did.
Okay, so let's look at the block. Let's find out what the block is. So if you say yes, you get punished.
Interesting.
Okay, does that resonate with you?
Yes. Yeah. And the other thing, too, is he was using a knife yesterday that was very scary to me.
And?
He purchased this knife online, and the look of it is just terrifying to me. I don't like it. I wouldn't touch it. I won't clean it.
Oh, my God. And that was just yesterday.
Yes.
And we're talking. We're having this discussion. Ashley?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. So in another lifetime, that same knife you stabbed your husband with.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what you did. You're blocked.
I am.
We have to spend some time to undo that right now,
mm-hmm,
because we don't have enough Kleenex right now. But seriously, there is a block. So what's going to happen 4 or 5 days from now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it makes sense now. It just rang truer to me. So if he, hang on, did he forgive you? Hang on for 1 second. Hang on. So he accepted eye for eye. He forgave you, okay? The reason why you stabbed him is because he was going to go with someone else. He was going to leave you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? How does that resonate with you?
I think that's probably true. When I looked at that knife yesterday, I wondered if he was going to do it to me. if he was going to use it to stab me.
You had that thought?
Yeah.
Because you stabbed him.
Mm-hmm.
Eye for eye, mm-hmm. he would accept.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I wondered if he why he bought it.
And you would accept, and maybe you would get into an argument, and he stabs you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the fact you're going to leave him for someone else.
Mm-mm.
That's not the issue.
Mm-mm.
It's the fact that it's the eye for eye.
That's right.
This entity is going to come on you in about 4 days. You just had, what did you just feel?
Oh, no.
Okay, hang on. What is it? Talk to me.
Thinking there's somebody there. I know you're there, but if I had those same thoughts that
Ashley?
I actually had, like, how am I going to...
Okay. What we got to do is we got to know that nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
That's number one. Okay? Because I'm going to be there for you. Even if I have an appointment. If you call me on my cell, I'm engaged in an appointment. I'm going to drop that appointment. I'm going to cancel it because all my clients are super nice.
Yeah.
And they understand. And we're going to basically look to save both of your lives.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
But there are so many people that's in your situation where this entity that goes on you that will, when it does happen, like I can tell you because I witnessed it, when it does happen, it takes over the person, and you try to get out of that situation. And it's almost like the real who you are, you're pushed to the side, okay? This person takes you over, and you end up being stabbed, or you end up stabbing somebody else. And in a lot of cases, what happens, after it's done, you don't remember what happened. You don't remember the details. Because, why? You were pushed to the side, and the other entity came in. So that entity that comes into both of you, they can't bother me. They know I'm not afraid of them, okay? Plus, there's many other reasons why they can't come into me. But they're not going to come into me. They won't even dare to come into me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm able to help you. I'm able to know their movements. I know what they're doing. If I want to track them all day, just discern them all day, which would be kind of boring, I could do it. But I'm not going to sit back and let them discredit God. And that's what they want to do. Because with me, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's basically, at the end of the day, they want to discredit God.
Absolutely.
It's not about me.
Yeah.
And so we are going to make sure that this doesn't happen. Because we haven't even spoken about your digestive. We're going to talk about that when we come back. But in that other incarnation, when you stabbed them,
mm-hmm.
where do you think you stabbed them?
I want to say the kitchen.
Now that's funny. That is a way to break the ice and make it more relaxed. I mean, that is very, very good, Janet. But what part of the body do you think you stabbed him? What comes to you?
Stomach.
Right. Diverticulitis.
Oh my.
Okay, you see where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Okay. So you got it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that has to be dealt with. The whole identity of wanting you to stab your husband, which that's not going to happen because he's a nice guy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't do it, then you got to kill yourself.
Oh, my.
Okay?
Yep.
Oh, hang on for 1 second. Oh, my gosh. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I come close to it, you know. Okay, here we go. Your situation
is the exact same thing.
You got it, right? You got it.
Yeah.
If you don't kill your mom,
you
got to kill yourself. Oh, my God.
Brutal.
There is sunshine out there. Oh, my God. There is a real God. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we're getting help.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we know what the deal is and making you kill someone that you love very dearly. Okay?
Yeah.
And same with you.
Yeah.
That you love very dearly, that you would kill him. Both of you love these people very dearly, okay? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Listen, you know what? We are going to go to break right now, and we're going to have another emotional break while we listen to this song. It's Brian, and of course, it's still the same day. It hasn't moved. You're listening to Clarity Radio. We'll be right back.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. M-M-M-M-M-M-M. Just Put your paws up, cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. The way can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H, I am. Just be a queen, whether you're broke or evergreen. You're black, white, beige, chola, descent. You're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast for leader tease. Rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby. I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola, or Orient, mate. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born to be brave.
And that's right, my name is not Lady Gaga, and I guess, baby, I was born this way. Okay, we're trying to break the ice here. We are still on the second segment, and there's something I got to share with you. Janet, Ashley?
Mm-hmm.
Here, while you guys were exchanging water drops, I asked, how did you guys get yourself into this mess? What did you do in the first place, the core reference point, other incarnations where you got involved with this individual that has so much power that they can do this to you and to many other people? And before I say this, I want to say, number one, I'm not anti-Catholic. Am I anti-Catholic?
No.
I'm not anti-anything, okay? I'm just concerned about many people suffering. And the world does not know that they're suffering, and the world does not know how they're suffering. And when they are suffering, the world does not know how to help them. That's my concern. And so having said that, this individual that's doing all this, number one, had to have enormous power. This is going to make sense to you. Both of you, or you're fairly intuitive, you're going to know that this is true, okay? Because both of you have been with the Catholic Church in other incarnations, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so you, when you were with the Catholic Church, both of you was very close to the Pope at that time, okay?
Interesting, mm-hmm. Okay.
And so you made promises, vows, and pledges and everything else to this individual who was the Pope. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Why does it make sense? You're feeling something, right? Yeah. Bring it out. Come on. This is part of the healing. Why does it make sense? Yeah. 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 So you've got that soul memory, and this is part of what we need to do is get that out. This is why folks typically would not believe that this is real. If they had my gift, they would know it's freaking real. Hold that thought, okay? You just try to relax, and I'm going to continue right now, okay? So, you made the vows and promises to this individual that was Pope, okay? And this individual is not a Pope in this incarnation. This individual is a civilian in this incarnation, but still has the power, the spiritual energy power that he had when he was Pope. Because even the Pope today, I mean, don't get fooled that he rides on a donkey. Okay? He's a very powerful man. He's got the ability to do a lot of harm to others if he really wanted to. Okay? But I don't look at Pope Francis as being that type of person. I don't. And so I'm not going to say that's what he does, because I don't see him doing this. Okay? But this other one that both of you was connected with in another incarnation, This one was bad. This one was bad to the bone, and at one point had control of the matrix, okay? And that's why you're going through what you're going through today, and why so many of my clients and people around the world are going through this. Because he programmed, along with someone else and another person, the matrix for karma to be transferred over from the dark to the light. So we're making incredible progress on doing all this, okay? And the evidence is that we're making such progress is the fact that I can interview you, That I'm aware of it, because all the blocks that block me from being aware of this, it's not there. And it's not going to come back, okay? And it's because I can discern the truth and get to it, and you don't have to spend 30 years with me trying to go through 10 different couches, you know? 30 years lying on 10 different couches, maybe moving my office 5 times. You don't have to go through that. We want to deal with it now. We do not want to sit on a couch, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why tomorrow, you remember the last time where in the morning where you had the thought of jumping in front of the tracks?
Yeah.
That was not you. People, you have to understand, this is not Ashley, okay? And so you and Janet, you got these, I call them monsters. You know what? It's appropriate. So when we come back, I'm going to talk about something that is a topic that most people don't want to talk about, which is the dark arts. Okay? And we're going to talk about tarot cards. We're going to talk about going to psychics. How you can be harmed. Okay? And both of you, we're going to reprogram both of you where you have no obligation whatsoever to join any cult. Because I need to do that for both of you.
Sounds good.
Okay? But hey, you know what? You're two, but there's 24 other people that was part of his cult that I have to help. And I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm just hoping that I'm going to be able to help the other 24.
Yeah.
Because they were forced to commit suicide. Okay? But they also have something similar. And I wouldn't be surprised with the ones that were stabbed are looking at getting diverticulitis in this incarnation. I would not be surprised, okay? But you guys forgave the ones that harm you, and this is part of the reason. But you know what? I don't really think that's the real answer. I don't think that's the true reason why you're coming back to have these experiences. He's telling me there's something else. And so when I go to break, I have to basically figure this out. And maybe you guys can refill your oat milk and your apple cider, because it really is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? And folks, also, don't forget, I've got to bring this in because the enzymes work with this drink, you know, so buy the enzymes. I'm not just saying it. I wish I could get a big flag with a picture of the bottle of the enzymes and just go all around. But I can't do that because I'm busy saving people's lives. You know, I just can't do it. And because of the work that I'm doing, I've stopped my research. It's also part of COVID. But I'm afraid to go into the research right now and do anything that takes me away from helping people. Because I don't want to get a phone call that someone committed suicide when I could have made myself available. And so, folks, for the next 2 months, I'm going to make myself available for those cases. I don't want to have any suicide. I had a case a few years back where someone did commit suicide. I did not help them. And the father said not to help for whatever reason. But to call back, that she should call back, I can't remember. But she ended up taking her life. And I can tell you, there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about that. And that's why I am going to commit myself to helping you guys. And this is real life. This is real life. I mean, I can't sit back and say, well, because it happened in the parallel universe or the original, that this is a review life. Even though it's a review life, it stinks. It just feels bad. And I don't feel good about it. It's just something that happened, and it's terrible, and it's really impacted the whole family. And you see how the family was impacted after that. You know, you say, oh, God, I wish I could have done something. And I don't want to be placed in that position again. So we are now going to go to segment 3, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the dark arts. Okay, my name is Brian. You are listening to Clarity Radio, and we'll be right back. Thank you.